Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Mr. J in the house. Say something.
What's up, peoples? What's up? What's up?
All right. We want you to holler at us. 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Where can they catch us?
They can catch us on Facebook. They can call us. They can even hit us up on Instagram. You know, that Twitter handle. You got it?
Yeah,
hello?
That too. Yeah, I'm here. Now, I know. See, you being shy today for some reason. It's like
you don't want
the people to send you pictures or nothing. What happened to that, man?
Man, look. We only got an hour for this, so I can't go into details. But I don't know. We done did the topless thing. We done did all kind of crazy stuff to entice people. But you know, it's their loss. They don't want to be part of the calendar. That's okay.
Calendar.
Yeah, y'all don't want to. See, y'all just think we just say this shit just to be saying it. But it's in the makes. It's happening. You know, I posted a picture of the shirt, you know. Well, we got a few takers on the shirt. It's just a matter of getting them the shirts, but, you know.
Do y'all feel the hunger in Mr. J's voice? Y'all feel the animal intensity?
It's okay. I understand it's summertime and, you know, people got their minds on, you know, doing what they're doing, probably sitting around the TV watching the stupid DNC or RNC conventions, whatever. But it's okay. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping at all.
Do regular folks watch that?
I mean, those that believe that, you know, their vote counts or, you know, they believe in the process. I'm not knocking anybody's beliefs, you know. If anything, I'll debunk some of the theories behind them, but, you know.
Are you saying that your vote doesn't count? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying this. I'm saying for the most part, to a certain extent, I do believe that the votes do count. But I also believe on the flip side of it that depending on what type of election we're talking about, and this being like the general one, you know, the big one, I do believe to a certain extent that it's already been, you know, decided.
Hold on. How you going to go lukewarm, man? You can't be like, certainly. And look, it's just like, well, you're going to zip down your zipper halfway.
Because, you know, because to be honest with you,
pull
at
it
this
out.
Point, I really don't give a shit. I don't. I mean, if Trump got in, which I don't think he was going to anyway, you know, it would have been really interesting to see what he's going to do with the country. Hillary more than likely will get in, and people are going to have their theories behind that and, you know, all the shit that she did when she was, you know, I guess, what, Secretary of State and all that kind. The bottom line is this. Doesn't matter who's running the country, because even that person, yes, and I'll include, you know, our president, they had but so much power. A lot of the shit that goes on nowadays, because you got this big money involved, you got lobbyists that are, you know, able to control certain things.
Obama make the sun come up. What you talking about?
He made the what up?
He made the sun come up. He got power,
well,
son.
Look, see, Obama. Now you got jokes. Now you got jokes. But
Obama.
My point is this. Say what? When Obama's magical? Yeah, he's magical.
Yeah. He's a magical Negro.
Well, see, you just hating on him. But that's your argument. That's your issue with him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You asking me how I feel. I'm just saying. I really don't care about this. I really don't care about the election.
Hold on. Let me be clear. I'm not hating on him. I am quoting specific things that are actual facts. Hate is just some delusional shit that people do and say that there's no basis to it. Whenever I quote something about him, I'm just talking about stuff that was
I didn't want to get into this, but
even
when you quote, let me get it out. Even when you quote, it's just like when you get things off the internet, especially, you know, like off of Google, sometimes you have to be leery or you have to be real careful of the source where you quote from. I'm not saying that whatever you're quoting was not truth or not actual. I'm just saying I don't even trust some of the things that I read, even if it's pro or con. So
you don't trust the words that are coming out of your mouth? You don't trust the words that are coming out of your mouth?
It's not what's coming out of my mouth. I'm talking about you were just quoting. You said you were quoting facts.
So if you're quoting facts,
then you're quoting whatever comes out of your mouth, because then it becomes factual. If it's coming from somebody else, unless you were there or unless you actually witnessed whatever occurred, you know, how do you know nowadays what's truth and what's fiction is my point. How do we really know?
I'll give you some truth. As you know, this country has locked up a lot of black and brown people because of marijuana. And as you know, a lot of white boys
get lighter sentences than we do. Yeah, we all know that, right? Yeah.
And a lot of people who, when they legalize it, they still aren't let go, even though it's legal.
Right, because they're jailed on antiquated laws. Even when the laws change and they change some of the federal laws, the people that are still locked up, they're not going to go back and grandfather that, you know, and switch it over.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So to prove how not that you didn't know that our government was messed up, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given this stamp of approval on synthetic weed for the first time. So now
just another way of truly killing us, because they know that the stuff that's already out there.
Hold on, man. You got to let me finish. Because the people want to take that synthetic weed. Why do you want that fake stuff when you can get the faker stuff?
Well, I don't smoke it, so I don't even, you know.
The FDA approved the liquid formulation of dronabinol, which is a synthetic form of the psychoactive compound in cannabis, tetrahydrocannabinol. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be sold under the name of Syndros, and it will be categorized Schedule 3 substance under the Controlled Substance Act.
Well, that's only because they probably found a way of using it supposedly for health reasons, or they probably found some beneficial reason to use it. And what I mean by beneficial, not beneficial to those who may need it to take it for health reasons, but beneficial to the government or the drug companies that'll make it, because it'll be more profitable.
Right, exactly. Because when they legalize marijuana, because they know they can't control the whole market, they're going to create a market.
They've been trying to create a market for marijuana way back. I'm talking about way back when during Prohibition. I mean, don't think for a moment that companies like R.J. Reynolds and all these other companies that make cigarettes, that's all they were doing back in the 20s and 30s. No, in the middle of those fields out in North Carolina and all over, you know, where the tobacco fields were, they were growing marijuana.
Right.
They were testing
now,
it. Yeah.
Marijuana is now going to be the new cigarette, because you bet
it's
your ass.
It's the new cigarette,
Some cool Filter King marijuana style, or... Hold on, let me get it right. Tetrahydrocannabinol style.
Well, I mean, that was the plan all along. That was the plan all along. But see, what they'll do is once they get it to the point where they can they can sell it for a profit, like in stores or wherever they're going to sell it. You notice they're not doing the same thing with alcohol. You know, even though it's a different drug or whatever, it has the same effects to the body, basically. You know, it does. Alcohol causes can cause certain, yes, it can, neurological, yes, it can. Yes, it can.
I'm saying that alcohol is way deadlier than weed.
Well, that we do. No, it was worse than the weed that we know. But the new stuff that's coming out, even the stuff that's already out that hasn't been really approved or anything. Yeah, no, that killer weed that they got going out now, you know, you see on YouTube and on Facebook, all them crazy videos of people smoking it and turning into zombies. That's the batches that were bad batches of stuff, and they don't have no way of destroying it, so they just leave it out there on the street and they let us kill ourselves with it.
It's just like with
homemade liquor. Think about it. If you make a batch, and you know it doesn't give you the same effect as the other. Basically, if it's too potent, or if it just has one bad side effect, it's considered a bad batch. They don't destroy the batch. They'll go ahead and sell it, and they'll just rename it.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, we know that already.
Anyway.
Yeah, the whole synthetic weed, all that. It's speaking to your point, there's a DEA warning about counterfeit pills laced with deadly opioid infiltrating the drug market. And this is by the DEA. So they say that they've seized counterfeit hydrocodone tablets. There's a rash of fentanyl overdoses in Northern California area. Supposedly, there's hundreds of thousands of counterfeit prescription pills laced with a deadly synthetic opioid, and it's infiltrated the U.S. drug market.
It's all by design. Come on now. It's all by design.
As you just said, where they say they'll make a batch, and that batch doesn't go away. It was a counterfeit batch that was set out by environmental terrorists who are trying to get Americans addicted and kill themselves with these synthetic opioids or fentanyl, which is in their prescription drug, their legal prescription drug. Funny how that goes, how you'll have that as something that happens miraculously to when it starts killing people. Hey, it wasn't us. It was counterfeit by somebody else. They don't say by who, but it's just somebody else.
Well, again,
who did it?
Like I said 5 minutes ago, like with the election. Just like with this bad batch of weed or whatever, this new super weed or whatever they approve, truthfully, I don't care. Because, number one, it was by design. Number two, they've been trying this, I'm talking longer than you and I have been on Earth. And now we're at a point in this, you know, and we're at a point in life where, you know, the better the chemistry, the better the technology, the better the drug. That's what we're moving towards. Plain and simple. I guarantee you within another 10 years tops, the weed that we're talking, all this, you know, the weed, it'll be, it's normal now. I mean, you can go to a couple of states, long as you got the right prescription or the right ID, and you can purchase. It takes nothing for anybody that's walking the God's green earth to go to a doctor, make up some fake, you know, symptoms or whatever. Or have real symptoms, whatever the case,
and get a prescription. I thought that was so you can get Viagra.
Well, shit. I mean, but yeah. Well, they still require you. I mean, they still require a prescription for Viagra for those that need it. But my point is, it's going to be so normal. It's going to be just like, I'm telling you, we'll get to the point to be just like going to the store buying aspirin, plain and simple. But the reason why they won't do that with, the reason why they can't do that with Viagra, because Viagra basically still has too many side effects to make it just like, you know, a lower class drug where it's not, you know, harmful to the public.
I mean, but people always want to have sex, so they're going to hold Viagra to a higher rate because people always want to bust a nut. Speaking of busting a nut, there's a woman in Tennessee who is claiming that a toy sexually assaulted her.
Here we go. You're finding the. You must be going on the obscure internet because you just. I don't know what you're doing when you're finding these stories, but okay.
Yeah. The lady, Miss Lassiter, as she's called, she says she was sexually assaulted when a toy squirted water on her face. She said the toy looks like a. And when his toy pants are lowered, it looks like the figure is urinating. And so when they were at the Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, she was sprayed in her face. Now, my question was this. Now, if her husband is not spraying her in the face, he needs to be like, hold on, who been spraying you in your face to make you say this is a sexual assault?
Well, I mean, she's like most Americans. She can go online and, you know, come on now. You can find porn on, you know, online. She probably has seen it for herself. If she has an experience, she's probably seen the video, or one of her friends probably told her about some new kinky act, you know, and, you know. But
no,
I'm just
but
saying for her to sit up there and say that a toy assaulted her. Come on now. I mean, this is.
Yeah,
I mean, that was just a waste of.
Her and her husband, James, were like, yeah, they were horrified when the hibachi chef sprayed water from the toy on her in front of our minor children and grandchildren.
Oh, whatever, yeah, but these are the same folks that would get up there and tell you word for word that they all saw the same UFO and they were all abducted, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of
course. Right.
All right. Yeah. We're going to go on break.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come back with some better stories now.
Yeah, this is Revolution of the Mind, the Big Pharma.
The other disturbing aspect was the fact that these drugs were being prescribed to a large number of children.
About 1 million children under 18 take such drugs now, with doctors writing three times as many prescriptions as they did a decade ago.
And we don't know if the drugs were being used appropriately. And the condition it's being advertised to treat might not even exist.
The reason we're seeing so much consumer advertising is because
they can sell us almost anything.
Big Pharma. Nation of walking corpses, mind floors, just distortion of mind. Trapped in bodily purgatory, the story unwind. They make no money if you're healthy, no thrill if you die. They cash out when they keep you coughing, but keep you alive. Yeah, you'll survive, just trust Dr. Pop, pure evil. It's war on the needle, but the pill's more lethal. Strangling them, death feed disease to the people. Give seed to the kids, but my weed ain't legal. It's like CDs and movies, new joints every summer. No changes to other same pill, different color. My grandmother fights through the curse every night. 20 meds a day ain't never felt worse in a life. Treat these people like lab mice, turn into hype. Cause those not controlled by medicine, controlled by the price. See, it's like back in the day from distributing coke. The ones that got them, the ones paying the most. Strong guy on pills, no difference in crack holes. Six, five, 15, 10 dealers and last hosts. This is TA, where the home of the game is. Drugs ain't illegal when the government's spraying it. Go black, kill, blood, curse, white, rich, get mighty, fight for mercy. Put slavers on their work and the keys of their patience. Drugs ain't illegal when the government's spraying it.
Driving out of there, but Paul, I don't trust y'all. Johnson and Johnson act like they above God. $1 billion business, pharmaceutical gain. Look what it do to your pain. Look what it do to your brain. Side effects from the meds, need more meds and so forth. Recessive redepression, increase the spread of so long. Low cost, natural remedies, longevity. Cause pills do pop, only heal us temporarily. Lost the memory, methamphetamine's an enemy. But we're not ill, we get pills to re-pretend to be manipulated doctors. But doctors know, and they get paid from the state when the stocks are low. Viagra's so souls like it's hot to gold. And these HMOs are HOMOs in partnership with the government and fast food chains to make you sick like a punishment for who's to blame. Vaccinations contain a small tracking device. Now the patients remain in the back of their sight. They control where we sit. It's sick, let's get ahead of them. I'll feel better when they get a taste of their own medicine. Some guy that feels no different than crack holes. They pop the kingpin, still is a black hole. This is CA, where the home of the game is. Don't say the legal when the government's playing it. Go black, kill, blood, hurt. My crypto mind is mine to murder. It's for the sake of work and the fees of their patients. Don't say the legal when the government's playing it.
Are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
In fact, each year in the United States, adverse drug reactions cause an estimated 100,000 deaths and approximately 1.5 million hospitalizations,
160,000 heart attacks and strokes,
20 million Americans took Viagra, often some say unnecessarily, in response to advertising.
More money was spent promoting Vioxx than Anheuser-Busch spent promoting Budweiser, than Pepsi-Cola spent promoting Pepsi. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Together you got the move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Revolution of the Mind, Big Pharma. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're on the radio with Mr. F the N-word and Mr. J. And we're about to get into not my favorite part of the show, but I'm a hater. The hater.
Oh, no, that is your favorite part of the show. Yeah, that's your favorite. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the hater of the week, though. Bill O'Reilly. I'm sure that you heard that ignorance that he had to say. Talking about if
Michelle Obama, you're referring to living in the White House, where blacks, you know,
slaves
built.
And he, of course, had to come out and say, well, the slaves that worked there were well-fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government, which stopped hiring slave labor in 1802.
Okay, first of all, they didn't hire any slave labor. Second of all...
Hold on. You got to let me finish, because Bill O'Reilly had some profound words to say. However, the feds did not forbid subcontractors from using slave labor. So, Michelle Obama is essentially correct in citing slaves as builders of the White House, but there were others working as well.
Okay, say, well, I saw the same piece, and then I saw somebody, I didn't bother to even save the little Facebook post that I saw, but a historian, I forget who she worked for anyway, it was a historian that actually responded to Mr. O'Reilly's comments and, you know, basically proved him wrong. You know, she actually pulled, I think it was a letter, it was either a letter from either John Quincy Adams, one of the, whoever was president at the time or vice president at the time, she pulled letters from, like, the spouse or something that were writing about the conditions in which, you know, the slaves were working in, and said that a lot of them were malnourished and not clothed very well, you know, like having rags for clothes and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I mean, slavery. There was no humane treatment in slavery.
Exactly, it was slavery. I mean, that's why I don't even really pay attention to what people like Riley's, you know, what he says anymore, because when people talk about race, nobody, including me, you know, none of us are talking about it in a way that, well, not only say none of us, but it's not being spoke about in a way that,
hold on, because we have a chatter, Fly Catch, who said, free slaves, were used by contractors and paid a wage for their services. Irish and Scottish tradesmen built the White House. This is coming from one of our chatters in the chat room, Flycatch.
Well, look, tell Flycatch to call us and, you know, let's talk about this, because I know for a fact I had some ancestors that probably hammered a nail, carried a post, dug a ditch, you know, to help build what we call the White House. So unless you have any ancestors, or even if you have any Irish ancestors, please show me some type of public record where they did the same work we did. If anything, they probably did have contracts to build the White House, but they didn't do the work.
Well, no, they got paid. If they were there, yeah, they got paid, where the other ones did not.
Again, I researched the topic.
You can find it on the web. But I would suggest, Flycatch, that as we know, history is written by the victors 99.99999% of the time. And so, yeah, we'll find it on the web. Yeah, Irish and Scottish tradesmen helped build the White House. But we know there was some slave labor involved. They may have been paid, but I would take a guess that those people who weren't documented, because there's no need to document property.
Let me just throw this in there. If he wants to take, you know, if he wants to help the Irish and whoever else take some credit for it, ask him this: who designed the plans for Washington D.C.? Who was the person who actually laid out the lay of the land? Who designed Washington? It wasn't a white man.
Doesn't matter.
To go research that. See, I don't want to. Now, you know, it's like, you know, when we go there and we talk about these issues and people call, you know, either type in, call in, whatever they do, and they want to throw their little 2 cents into it. Instead of chatting in the chat room, get on the line and let's talk about this for real. Don't hide behind the X's and O's and the ones and the zeros. Get on and talk to us. Because until that person can do that, then his argument is null and void. He doesn't even have an argument. Now, as you were saying?
It could have been a female.
It could, you know, whoever. I don't care. My point is, the radio show is for anybody, every and anybody to come on and exercise your points of views, your opinions or whatever. I'm all for that. But don't sit in the chat box and throw some information up there and then not, you know, have nothing to say after that. Like, okay, here, this is to shut you two up and I'm going to walk away. If you have actual proof or evidence of something, I could be 100% wrong. And if I am, I'll be the first to admit it. But so far, no, I'm not. I know I'm not wrong. So
all right. Well,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
I can tell you what's not right.
What?
The police in Baltimore. I don't know if you know
they're going to try to disbar. Yeah, and that's only because the bottom line is because she went after police. That's all.
Hey, hold on.
What?
I'm gonna say it. They ain't gonna be cutting me off, man. Maryland.
Okay.
The people got to know the names, man. Just in case.
Go ahead.
Maryland.
Go ahead.
You know, the complaint was filed against her. She's a runaway prosecutor, and they allege she violated ethic rules, claiming she never had probable cause to charge 6 officers in the death of Freddie Gray. And they go on to say, I think Marilyn Mosby has harmed the city of Baltimore. And if she continues, that harm will get worse. And this is said by the law professor John Banzoff of George Washington University. Yeah.
Okay. I need to chime in right now before you go in. I'm just going to say this. She based all her facts and everything pretty much on her own investigation, but also on what the coroner report said. The coroner's report said that it was murder. It was homicide. So
right.
If she's wrong, wait a minute. If she's wrong for her, you know, if she's wrong for prosecuting these cops, then how come you're not going after the coroner for a wrongful, definition or description of death.
Yeah, okay. Well,
all I'm gonna say is it's a because she went after cops, they're coming after her. Plain and simple.
Right. See, they're the charge that she has, and what we know the officers and everyone in that system is saying, bitch, don't come after us. We gonna get you fired, and then we gonna pull you over and clap you for resisting arrest. You know, that's basically what they're saying. We coming for you. Get you
politics.
Fired.
It's politics.
Because it's like, there's no factual basis that a man was choked to death by officers.
I mean, if you get arrested in Baltimore and thrown in the back of, the van or whatever, I guess it's plausible. Nobody else is back there that you could literally snap your own back or break your own neck or whatever, whatever the injuries were. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I'm surprised, we don't hear about more of these deaths happening.
Just running down the street and you, trip over a rock and snap your back and choke yourself out on the way down.
Unfortunately, a lot of – I'll say this much, because I think it was like 8 cops in total that were being charged. Honestly, I don't think all 8, I'm thinking that more than likely it was probably 2 or 3 that really were involved. But the others that were on the scene or whatever, they all had to, they all had to back one another and play cover up. That's what happened.
Right. That's always happened.
Right.
It always happens. Because we know it's not every one of them, unless it's the Rodney King guys when they were taking
turns.
Right,
they were videotaped and they took turns beating the shit out of Rodney King. Yeah.
Hey. You take a break, dog. Y'all go get him. I'm tired.
Let me go get a cup of coffee. Your turn. Hand me the baton,
All right. So it's like we're making the joke but it's not a funny joke. It's a testimony to the ridiculousness. Is that a word? No. Anyway, you can have these issues, and when we see videos of these things, and once again, those videos don't count. All the videos that show these cop killings, they don't count.
Of course they don't count, because you know why? Because you're not seeing it from the cop's point of view, is what they'll say. You're not seeing what happened prior to that, the things, the moments that led up to that. You're only seeing the end result, like with the brother down in Baton Rouge, with the CDs. You're not seeing what happened, before they took him down, when the cops first got there. You're just seeing the end effect. Like the brother in Minnesota who was, tells the cop he's got, he's licensed to carry and all that, and the cop tells him to get his license and then boom,
shooting.
Come on.
For going to get his license. Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, once again, these are just simple facts. Your eyes see it, but I guess when it comes to real life, we're told to suspend our belief system when it comes to
As someone wrote a piece, I forget, it was near to one of the newspapers, and they posted it on their website, and I believe this is just basically from somebody who is either a cop or probably has family members that are cops or whatever. Mind you, I'm not against all policemen, just the bad ones, but in the piece, they were basically saying that if we start turning against our, the people that we pay to protect us, who will we turn, who will we have to protect us once they're all in jail? So I took that little statement. Hold on, I took that little statement right there, and I'm like, so are you saying that all cops are bad? Because you just said it yourself. If we turn against the people that we pay to protect us, who will we, who will protect us after that? So you're saying that all the cops are bad, or you're assuming that we're accusing all cops, or what?
Well,
my point is this:
it's an asinine thing to say. They say because it doesn't make sense, which is why it's said. I mean, it's like when you talk about the psychiatrist that was on the ground with his hands up and the guy shoots him, I don't know why I shot you. And they said, well, he wasn't trying to shoot down him. He was shooting at the autistic kid. Three shots.
Even if you're shooting at the autistic kid,
why
are you trying to kill the autistic? And the kid didn't even have a toy gun. He had a toy in his hand.
Right.
A toy. Wasn't even a gun. It was like a fire truck or something?
Yeah.
It was nothing even shaped like a gun. And I don't care how far away, what distance you are. If you cannot tell the difference between a toy gun.
Don't you know that fire trucks are dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Where do they shoot? Imaginary water?
Man, look. It make witches melt. You saw The Wizard of Oz. That's what happened.
I hate to say this about the victims. I'm just in the I don't care mood right now.
Right. Well, I mean, speaking of I don't care, when we talk about the cops, like, you know, you heard about the French church attack, the priest killer.
Yeah.
The thing about that, the French police were actually monitoring the guy who killed the priest. Like, that he had a ankle bracelet on. They were monitoring. They were following him.
That did a lot. That deterred the crime.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's police protection at its finest. So it doesn't matter where you're at.
Well,
it doesn't
matter.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller.
Yeah. Hello.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Yes, my friend. How you doing tonight?
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Mazda from North America.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would like to ask a few questions about tonight in DNC. We had a lot of flags. Isn't that surprising?
What?
At the convention? That's not surprising because most voters in America of color are Democrats.
Right.
I know, but the other couple of nights there was no flags, but tonight there was flags. But it's good. I don't say it's not good.
It's not surprising. It's just that you got to remember it's a show. It's a TV show.
Hold on. Do you have a question, caller? Or is that your comment that there were a lot of blacks at the DNC convention tonight?
No. Flags. You know, because the last two nights we did not have any flags. The last 3 days there was no flag in DNC.
The flags.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
my mistake.
Yes, yes.
I thought you said blacks. Okay.
Okay. We're going to move on from that because I really don't want to talk about flags at the DNC. I don't care what flags were there.
It's a TV show. It's all by design. But go ahead.
Oh, we're done with.
Okay.
Man, yeah, we just not gonna do that. Sorry, but we don't talk about flags at the DNC. That's not really relevant or important to me.
Well, I mean, to him it was important. Yeah.
Yeah. I obviously, it was very very important.
Now, see what I mean? Had you not cut him off, I would have asked him because I didn't watch it tonight. Were there any flags in particular that maybe they highlighted more? Like, was there like a flag of Israel? You know, what countries were they highlight? Were they just American flags of different states, or were there like international flags?
Why would there be an Israeli flag?
Well, because the Democrats, for the most part, are, you know, friends with the Jews. So you figure the rest out. You fill in the blanks.
I don't really want to, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, I did have a point, but go ahead.
Yeah, go make your point, brother.
No, I was gonna say no. I mean, if we were going to discuss the flags, all I was saying is that the caller calling in, was he just speaking in particular about American flags? Or did he notice like there were more international flags? And if there were more international flags, what countries were, you know, did he see, like, what countries were being, you know, highlighted more than others?
Right.
And the first one that comes to mind would be Israel, because every time something goes on, America's running to Israel to protect it.
Well, that's why I'm gonna take the opposite route where you stated earlier you didn't care. Using I don't care move.
Well, no, I don't care. Right? Yeah, I understand. I don't care about that either. But okay.
Right, and I have suddenly picked up that move. I'm just going.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah, we're gonna go on break. This is the Illy Tal.
That first place, my birthplace. Look, even in the worst case, in the very first second, I can reach home plate from third base. No shortstops, no rest still. I'm prepared when the ball comes from left field. You try and hit me with a pitch that I can't feel. My fan base is one base you can't steal. We are not on the same lane, the same route. Wishing you had the same game, the same loop. Part Arabic, and always swinging for the fences. So call me the Babe Ruth, the Babe Root. And I lead like a QB, I'm Drew Brees. To these rappers and Jerry's, I'm like 2-3. Try and counterfeit the flow. I do what Louis V did to MTV and Sony BMG. And put a stop to it into the fat shit. I'm with Pacino and De Niro, all the actors. And I am to the fat shit. What France, UK, and Italy is the fastest. I saw blasted, but no bullet cards. True good, even more than a bullet does. Even if I wanted to, not good at drugs. On the ground, every day, never lose. When I play, you know a brother on the track keep flowing. Until they realize that a brother keep going. Cause now, on the ground, every day, never lose. When I play, you know a brother on the track keep flowing. Until they realize, look, you might as well throw the towel in and get on your P-Bro shit and bet against yourself, cause you won't win. All I know is you're good, but nobody ever wanna fuck with you. It's Terrell Owens. Your team getting iffy, homie, that's wrong. You ain't doing shit, they been grinding too long. Can't blame them when they ask me to put them on. They just wanted a short win, word from the front. On the grind, every day, never know. When I play, you know my brother on the staff keep going. Until they realize that the brother keep going. Cause I'm on the grind, every day, never lose. When I play, you know my brother on the staff keep going. Until they realize that it's the ill kids.
Together you got to move from us.
to Smooth Drama. That was the Ills, Illy Tao. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And Flycatch, who was in the chat room earlier, wrote, the Democrats were the party of the slave masters, and the KKK was their military component. Also, they had flags tonight of the PLO and LGBT. So,
okay, yeah.
There's your flags.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you gave us a little history on, yes, back in the day, the Democrats used to be the party of the slave owner and all that, and the Republican Party was basically the party of, you know, flip-flop or whatever. Remember that even though Lincoln supposedly freed the slaves, he did it reluctantly and not because he thought it was the right thing to do. It was for other political reasons, plain and simple.
He didn't free his own. So, yeah, good old Abe Lincoln. But...
Yeah.
You know, I like to be international here, because I think folks never understand how we connect the dots on these things. Aboriginal mothers are 17 times more likely to be murdered than white women.
Well, somebody down in I don't know, Swedesboro, whatever, some small town in the middle of nowhere is going to say, what's an Aboriginal mother? Isn't she an original mother? No, dum-dum.
Right.
They're the colored folk of Australia and New Zealand. That's
right.
Who they are. The original people of those lands.
Three, the 2010, Aboriginal mothers were 6 times more likely to die in an accident or homicide or through suicide than other mothers in Australia. Also, the Aboriginal mothers had a median age at death of 33 years.
Doesn't sound surprising to me.
I mean, it's not surprising, but I think sometimes, you know, we get a little local and don't understand that the struggle is international. And it doesn't matter where you go.
It's worldwide. It's worldwide. You know,
it's everywhere.
Yeah, people don't understand. Like, okay, what's going on with, you know, Black Lives Matter here? Black Lives Matter everywhere. And then I know somebody's thinking, oh my God, all lives matter. Okay, yeah, all lives do matter. But when people that may look like you aren't being oppressed or aren't being murdered or, you know, something crazy happening to them, and people that look like me or similar to me are on the receiving end of all this, then, you know,
what we're talking about is we're begging not to be shot. I mean, at this point, it's not even about going to jail. We're like, hey,
you still have people out there that just don't get it because they still, for some strange reason, believe that, well, if the cop shot him or if the cop did this, something had to happen or cause the cop to do that. I just can't see a cop willingly, you know, or readily being, you know, able to just go and take a life like that. That's what I'm telling you. That's the thought process of a lot of people. They do not understand. They don't understand.
Right, but what we're talking about here is, once again, as you said earlier, we're not talking about bad cops. It's unfortunate when cops who had nothing to do with anything bad or shot and killed, whatnot. I mean, nobody is sitting up there like, yeah, we want all the good cops to be killed. No, I would say every bad cop, if you taking a life, your shit is forfeit. I mean, it's just, you know, if we talking biblically, however you want to say it, when you take a life unneedingly, I mean, because we've seen you're taking in white suspects who have murdered people, you just walk up to them and you don't shoot them. But black suspects get shot. I mean, that's so when we talk Black Lives Matter, and we ain't talking about nothing but, hey, be equitable. You're not being equitable. We're getting shot. I mean, it's not like they just had a shooting the other day where it was a black kid that was trying to shoot the cops, and the cop shot him first. I'm like, I can't argue that one. No one will argue, you know, that type of shooting and that type of crime. And it's sad that a kid is dead, but he pulled a gun on the cop and was intent on trying to shoot the cop. I can't argue that. But we can argue your Freddie Grays. You can argue Alton Sterling. We can argue unarmed combatants laying on the ground with their hands up, getting shot, sitting in the car, pulling out their driver's license, getting shot. That's the issue. That's what we're talking about. I mean,
I'll put it to you this way. Just for argument's sake, and just to put some, just to give them some better understanding, I'll just, you know, white folks, and I don't mean all white folks, but I'm just generalizing. White folks or other people who just do not understand what we're saying, America will not really, or those people, okay, put it this way, those people out there that believe that all lives matter and they're screaming Blue Lives Matter, whatever the case is, they will not understand how we feel until, and I hate to say it this way, but until it's like a white kid being shot by a black cop.
No, they understand how we feel. See, I'll throw you an example. Robert Mugabe, who is the president of Zimbabwe.
No, Zimbabwe.
He's been called the Hitler of his time, to which he stated, he once told the journalist, I'm still the Hitler of the time. This Hitler has only one objective, justice for his own people, sovereignty for his people, recognition of the independence of his people, and their right to their resources. If that is Hitler, then let me be a Hitler tenfold, 10 times. That is what we stand for. To further that argument, he's 92 years old, right? And he's declared war on churches and embassies. You know, there's a economic embargo on Zimbabwe right now. And so, and they have the church leaders because, you know, they say that he has a problem with white imperialism. He stated that white imperialism is a problem, and he quoted by telling these, I want to warn leaders of these churches that are emerging only for the sake of money. The likes of Marar, that ZANU-PF will not tolerate any nonsense done in the name of religion, that once you begin to interfere with our politics, you're courting real trouble. And if you're trying to do this, we are going to throw you in jail so you can also test life in prison. Unquote.
Well, I mean, the only way situation, it's kind of, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. And you notice of all the countries that really haven't, you know, said much, one of them is America. Reason being is because a lot of the African nations that surround Zimbabwe may not come out and say it, but a lot of them rely on Zimbabwe for, you know, aid, military strength, and all that. And just the bottom, just the basic belief that they all have the same belief that, yeah, they don't want the Europeans, you know, there anymore. They don't want them raping the land of the resources, trying to, you know, Europeanize them, and, you know, everything else that's going on. And they're taking a stand. Now, maybe because Zimbabwe is the only country so far that really is making the loudest noise, you know.
Well, but remember,
but a lot of people are starting to take notice.
Right. They killed Gaddafi. So, I mean, him and Gaddafi were cohorts that, you know, African Union. And see, he also made another statement. where he was talking about taking the United States to the world court to redress the slavery and all the other imperialist acts by European nations and the United States.
Well, that's never going to happen.
He was talking about convening an African court. You know, the same stuff that Malcolm talked
but
about.
But we all know that that's never going to happen.
Right.
Seriously, it's never going to happen because, number one, it's too much. It's good to be said. And, yeah, it does plant a seed in a lot of people's heads. But at the end of the day, number one, he's 92. And it's not like, oh, he's 92 years old and he's just old crazy man. No, he's got his wits about him. But he's also 92, but in failing health. And the people that are jockeying for position to take his place, everybody from his wife down to his right-hand man and a couple other people that I heard about, the bottom line is whoever steps into his seat as far as power is concerned, once they're in power, it's going to be a whole different thing because their agenda may not be the same as his agenda.
Oh, well, no, we know the coonerich, my new word, I'm coining it, I'm going to trademark that. The coonerich is high on the understudies.
Yeah.
You know they've been quite a bit. Hey, if you coon for us, we will make sure that you have gold and diamonds and we will throw all kinds of stuff your way.
Well, I mean, if he were to die tomorrow, I think his wife would basically take over, but then it becomes an issue of, like, well, his military leaders who are pro, like, they're behind him 100%, but will they follow the orders of the first lady, who's now going to be the president? Or will it be will it be his right-hand man who's also looking to jump into that seat? See, once he's gone, that's when all the craziness will start all over again.
Exactly. That they want to see, and he made that point. He's like, they don't want our country to be peaceful. They want it to be chaos so they can come in and take advantage of us and steal our resources because Zimbabwe is a peaceful country. The protests are coming from imperial sources who we know are sending that money to them to help ferment, quote unquote.
Of course, but
even though he's democratically elected.
Well, bottom line, we ain't got much time, and, time is running short right now. The bottom line is, it's to be seen. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, he's still in charge, and, hey, he may live another 8-9 years. Who knows, We never know.
Because he said he's going to run 2018, and that,
that'll make him like 94 or 95. Yeah, he'll be the oldest ruler in the world. Yeah,
until he dies.
Well,
because Zimbabwe has kicked all of their Europeans. They're not European.
Well,
they're still
in the process of removing any European controlled company out of that country.
Right.
They're still in the process of doing that, which, and so far, they've been pretty successful because, it's not like any of those companies went to their country, like the countries that they're from, their prime ministers or whomever. It's not like they're stepping in to try to intercede and make some type of deal. And right now, the companies that he's got the biggest issue with are like your Rothschilds and the families that own the diamond mines and the oil mines.
Right.
The oil field. That's what it is. That's what's really kicking out.
Right. And on that note, we will have to continue this conversation on another day. We want to thank you all for listening. For Mr. J, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama Collab. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.